It's easy to mock Donald Trump's behavior and his posts and how unhinged and deranged they are when Donald Trump is selling fake golden shoes or Bibles for $59.99 that have apparently very sticky pages that the company he's selling it with, Lee Greenwood, literally sells it from the back of his trunk. Like, it's easy to mock Donald Trump begging for money from his supporters and grifting so that Alina Haba can have lavish vacations in St. Bart's and spend all of this money out there and walk around with Birkin bags and Dior this and Chanel that. Like, it's easy to mock that, but fundamentally, you have to make the connection, though, which is that this is the person that the Republican Party wants to give the nuclear codes to, right? This is the person who the Republican Party wants to make the commander of our military forces. Like, this is the person who the MAGA Republicans want to have make the life and death decisions over us all, to take away women's reproductive rights, to decree who you can marry and who you can love, to engage in this behavior that will ultimately lead to the way we're all able to just simply exist. That's the most important connection to make here, because we are not electing who would be the most ridiculous WWE cosplay fascist character. We're focused on the highest character that we need to become, to have the highest position in our land. That's where character matters. And that's why, you know, and you've seen here on the Midas Touch Network where I interview former Republican governors like Asa Hutchinson of Arkansas, where I interview former MAGA supporters, where I interview former Republicans like Adam Kinzinger. Like, you know how important it is for me to view, and for you, and I think for this country, to look at 2024 as not so much a Democrat v. Republican election or a liberal and progressive v. conservative. That's not the paradigm, right? There is this MAGA weirdness, dangerousness, this grift, this wannabe authoritarianism, this obsequiousness to Vladimir Putin. There's all of that. And then there's a pro-democracy community. So when I watch these clips, when I share with you Donald Trump begging for money and all of these things, we actually can see what it was like when Donald Trump faced a crisis and how he so failed miserably. Like, it shouldn't shock you that the guy selling Bibles for $59.99 with sticky pages was bragging in 2020, 4 years ago to this very day, that his press conferences, when COVID hit our shores and thousands of people were dying every day, that he was getting better ratings than The Bachelor. Do you remember that? I know we all want to have collective amnesia, and I know when we experience at a society-wide level this kind of PTSD, we don't want to remember the trauma of those days. But as Election Day approaches, it is so vital that we do that. I mean, this was Donald Trump's post on March 29th, 2020. Quote, President Trump is a ratings hit. Since reviving the daily White House briefing, Mr. Trump and his coronavirus updates have attracted an average audience of 8.5 million on cable news, roughly the viewership of the season finale of The Bachelor numbers. Numbers are continuing to rise. Not focused on the death count, focusing on his ratings for these unhinged and deranged press conferences where he would say things like inject bleach. So look, let me show you this week, Trump, right? And then let's connect it to the 4 years. We need to resurface what happened 4 years ago to the day, basically, what happened this past week then, because it's so informative of who it is. So let me show you this clip right here. This is Donald Trump. You know, this is the selling the Bibles clip. Let me show you this one. Play this clip.
I'm proud to be partnering with my very good friend, Lee Greenwood. Who doesn't love his song, God Bless the USA, in connection with promoting the God Bless the USA Bible? What can we do? Stand up, speak out, and pray that God will bless America again. I'm proud to endorse and encourage you to get this Bible. We must make America pray again. And I think you all should get a copy of God Bless the USA Bible now and help spread our Christian values with others. There you have it.
Donald Trump posted that of himself. Okay, now this is Donald Trump begging for money. Play this clip.
Anything you can do to help, $5, $10, $25, $100, whatever you can do, we're going to make it. We're going to use that money well, and we're going to win because we're dealing against some very sick and corrupt people. So we're going to win. We're going to make America great again, greater than ever before.
And here's another video of Donald Trump begging for money here. Different videos, begs for money and posts videos of himself doing it here. Play this clip.
But these Soros-backed prosecutors and politicians, Democrats, all that are after us, we have to go out. We have to fight. They're communists. They're fascists. They're lunatics. And they just don't stop. They don't know how to give up. And you got to hand it to them for that. But that's the only thing you got to give them credit for. They're bad people. They're against our country. They don't want our country to make it. There's something wrong with them. But we're fighting. We're winning. You see what's going on. So whatever you can do to help financially would be fantastic because we have to beat it. If it's $5 or $10 or $100, whatever you can do.
So it doesn't shock me that 4 years ago, Donald Trump, when he was giving a press conference over here, remember when Donald Trump said this? Here, let's pull this up. When Donald Trump was asked by a reporter, what do you say to people who have, who are scared? Remember what Donald Trump said? Play the clip.
What the hell do you have to lose? Okay.
So what do you say to Americans who are nearly 200 dead? What do you say to the Americans who are scared, though? I guess nearly 200 dead. 14,000 who are sick, millions, as you witness, who are scared right now. What do you say to Americans who are watching you right now who are scared?
I say that you're a terrible reporter. That's what I say. I think it's a very nasty question, and I think it's a very bad signal that you're putting out to the American people. The American people are looking for answers, and they're looking for hope. And you're doing sensationalism. And the same with NBC and Comcast. So I call it Comcast. Let me just ask for whom you work. Let me just tell you something. That's really bad reporting. And you ought to get back to reporting instead of sensationalism. Let's see if it works. It might and it might not. I happen to feel good about it, but who knows? I've been right a lot. Let's see what happens, John.
Did you know that Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the U.S. with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers? They have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. I absolutely love Fast Growing Trees. By now, you have all heard me talk about the Meyer lemon tree I was able to buy at an amazing price. Fast Growing Trees has an incredible selection to choose from, and their customer service is incredible. And the best part, I save so much money by not using an overpriced landscaper. Whether you're looking to add some privacy, shade, or natural beauty to your yard, Fast Growing Trees has in-house experts ready to help you make the right selection with growing and care advice available 24/7. You can talk to a plant expert about your soil type, landscape design, how to take care of your plants, and everything else you need. No green thumb required. This spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code MIDAS at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code MIDAS at checkout. That's MEIDAS. Fastgrowingtrees.com. Code MIDAS. Offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply.
Remember 4 years ago today, as Americans were jobless in food lines and faced with supply shortages and dying in hospitals, what Donald Trump said here? Play this clip.
3.1 million face shields, 2.6 million surgical gowns, 14.6 million gloves, and almost 6,000 ventilators, which go to the areas of greatest needs. We sent, over the last day, 4,000 ventilators to New York. And I spoke with the governor about that. He was happy. I spoke with the mayor also about that, Mayor de Blasio. He was very happy. It's hard not to be happy with the job we're doing. That I can tell you.
Remember 4 years ago when Donald Trump tried to downplay his failed response to the raging pandemic, saying that we lose more people to automobile accidents so it somehow makes things better? Play the clip.
We lose much more than that to automobile accidents. We didn't call up the automobile company to say, stop making cars. We don't want any cars anymore. We have to get back to work now.
Remember 4 years ago when Donald Trump suggested irradiating people's bodies with UV light or injecting them with disinfectant like Breach, Clorox, Lysol, Tide Pods to deal with COVID-19? Remember? Play the clip.
We hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light. And I think you said that hasn't been checked, but you're going to test it. And then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body, which you can do either through the skin or in some other way. And I think you said you're going to test that too. Sounds interesting.
We'll get the right folks who could.
Right. And then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? Because you see it gets on the lungs and it does a tremendous number of the lungs. So it'd be interesting to check that. So that you're going to have to use medical doctors with. But it sounds interesting to me. So we'll see. But the whole concept of the light, the way it kills it in 1 minute, that's pretty powerful.
Remember 4 years ago to this day when Donald Trump was asked with people losing their jobs and what do you want to do? And Trump said that he wanted to terminate the Affordable Care Act. Play this clip.
Your administration is backing a lawsuit to invalidate the Affordable Care Act. And given that people are losing their jobs now and need health care more than ever, would you consider rethinking your position on that?
Well, that's a lawsuit coming out of Texas again. That was headed up by Texas. And what we want to do is get rid of the bad health care and put in a great health care. And we will always, I will say this, I can make this commitment to you, the Republican Party is fully backing pre-existing conditions. Now, if we could get a great health care plan, which would need the House to do, but if we can get a great health care plan, we will only do it if we have pre-existing conditions totally back. So we're backing pre-existing. But we'd like to get rid of bad health care. Now, we are running the bad health care much better than it was ever run. And we're making it better. But it could be much better than it is. And so what we want to do is terminate it.
Remember 4 years ago when Donald Trump was asked about some of the needs of states and governors in different states? And Trump basically said that the governors needed to praise him in order to, it's a two-way street. Remember that? Play the clip.
I have 50 governors on the call at the same time. No, I think we're doing very well. But, you know, it's a two-way street. They have to treat us well also. They can't say, oh, gee, we should get this, we should get that. We're doing a great job, like in New York, where we're building, as I said, four hospitals, we're literally building hospitals and medical centers. And then I hear that, you know, there's a problem with ventilators. Well, we sent them ventilators, and they could have had 15 or 16,000. All they had to do is order them 2 years ago, but they decided not to do it. They can't blame us for that.
Doctor.
So, of course, the person who's trying to sell sticky Bibles and begging for money and all that, of course, that's not somebody who we can give the nuclear codes to. That's not someone who surpasses a basic floor of intelligence. And let me just share with this to you right over here. This is what the Biden-Harris campaign posted. Left, President Biden today focused on lowering healthcare costs and stopping Trump's plans to rip away healthcare for millions of Americans. And on the right, you had Trump hawking $60 Bibles that he's making royalties off of, claiming that other Bibles aren't endorsed by him. You saw the Trump clips. Let me show you the Biden clip here. Play this.
But even during the deadly pandemic, Trump and his MAGA friends in Congress wanted to get rid of the ACA, kicked millions of Americans off their health insurance. It's sick. Now they want to, quote his word, terminate the ACA, as my predecessor says. If that ever happened, we'd also terminate a lot of lives as well. But we're not going to let that happen, are we? We're not going to let that happen. Here's what it would mean if they get rid of the ACA. Because of Donald Trump and his MAGA Republicans in Congress, 45 million people nationwide would lose their health insurance, including 1.4 million right here in North Carolina. 100 million Americans with pre-existing conditions, from heart disease to asthma, could lose their protection as well. And millions of young people, like a 20-year-old kid who just graduated from college, could get kicked off his parents' plan because he can't stay young until age 26 any longer. Trump and the MAGA Republican officials want to take us back where cancer patients were cut off from insurance halfway through the chemo because they reached what they call their limit and what they're willing to pay the insurance company. They want to take us back when women could be charged more for health care and preventive services like mammograms, and they'd no longer be free. And I'm serious. This is what, if you didn't know any better, you think I'm making this stuff up. But they aren't stopping there. MAGA Republicans in Congress just proposed a plan to get rid of the power of Medicare to negotiate lower prescription drugs, which could drive the cost of insulin back to $400 a month instead of $35 for seniors, and so much more. They plan to slash Medicaid as a result. They could close out 100 rural hospitals, hundreds of rural hospitals. You know how these rural hospitals make it? They make it because of the health care plans that are made available through the ACA. That's how they can afford to stay open. So many across the country, rural plans.
So, folks, do I agree with President Biden on every issue? No. You know, I want to have spirited debates with lots of people. But, like, with this Trump MAGA stuff, it is simply this bizarre, alternative, dangerous reality. And it should not be what any of us want in a leader of the free world, the leader of the United States of America. Look, President Biden to me represents democracy, decency, normalcy, protecting women's reproductive rights. Is that like, that's where I net out on this, protecting our freedoms. You know, and this Trump madness, I do not want to wake up every day with deranged Trump posts and this and me. Ugh, ugh. Tell me what you think in the comments below. But Trump's recent conduct leads to all of this past stuff resurfacing. We got to remember. Hit subscribe. Let's get to 3 million subscribers together. Thanks for watching.
It's Kent Harbaugh with the Midas Touch Network. The film Against All Enemies, which I co-produced with Ben Mycelis and this network, has won awards around the world for its up-close portrayal of America's insurrectionist movement. It premieres in the U.S. on March 29th on Amazon and Apple TV. Go to againstallenemiesfilm.com or click the link below. But don't just watch Against All Enemies. Tell your friends about it. It's one more way to hold accountable those who threaten our democracy. Thanks, Midas Mighty. Let's use our power well.